My mum took me away from my dad, brought me down to live with my nan and pop. And then my mum had some troubles in her life where I had to stay with my nan and pop. And then both my nan and pop unfortunately passed away, so I got put into foster care.
How old were you then, Steve?
I would have been 9 when my nan passed away and 11 when my pop passed away.
So you went into the foster care at that age?
Yeah.
What was that journey like for you?
A lot different to what I thought my life was going to turn out to be. I went from white family to white family. I've only just started getting in touch with my culture since I really turned 18, since I got out of foster care, since I moved back in with my mum. She told me who my father was, so it's kind of intrigued me to find out where I'm from, who I am.
Yeah, that's great. And how does it affect you when you find out who your real family are?
Well, a few of the brothers back in Shep that I kick around with, I actually found out they're actually cousins, and then I thought they were just friends, but they turned out to be family, so it's no wonder we got along so well, you know what I mean? So
that's it, naturally drawn to family anyways, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing what you've done, Steve, is found the courage to actually tell us.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to talk about.
Your brothers here probably know about it. But your family needs to know that and hear that it's churning inside you, you know what I mean? And I'm so honoured that you feel that you can talk about it, you know what I mean? And I honour that and I respect that, you know? And in time, yeah, you'll be able to do it openly without having to, and it's an honourable thing, and I thank you for that.